So come take a look, give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say,
once and for all, shatter them. We must continue to speak out, and most importantly, most importantly, every gay person must come out. As difficult as it is, you must tell your immediate family, you must tell your relatives, you must tell your friends if indeed they are your friends, you must tell your neighbors, you must tell the people you work with, you must tell the people in the stores you shop in. They realize that we are indeed their children, and we are indeed everywhere. Every myth, every lie, every innuendo will be destroyed once and for all. And once you do, you will feel so much better. We must destroy the myths once and for all, shatter them. We must continue to speak out, and most importantly,
warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Goodness. Want to try that again?
Oh, there they are.
Hello! I beg your pardon.
What the hell?
Hello, Houston, Galveston, Livingston, Huntsville, the world. This is the October...
15.
The hell my glasses?
15. It's the 15th, darling.
15th edition of After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. I don't have my glasses on. I can't see across the room. I mean, give me a break. 35 years of masturbation and 5 years of diabetes. I'm lucky I can see anything.
Oh, wow.
There's people.
Imagine that.
Yeah, then no one can hear you say TMI, Judy, when your mic's
okay.
Up that high.
That's okay. Didn't need to hear that.
So, my name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the longest-running co-executive producer for this show.
And I'm Wes Laverne. I'm the third runner of this train wreck.
Yes, we've got Judy Reeves with us.
And I'm surrounded by microphones and headsets right now. But that's okay. Hi.
And in the background, we've got someone who's usually right up there at the front desk who signs us all in and opens the door and makes coffee. David?
He fall down, go boom.
Yeah, he had an accident over at F Bar, and he's been out for almost as long as I have. So he's come back for a visit. It's my second week back, so we're falling apart here.
What, you got a mouse in your pocket?
He wishes.
So how was everyone's week?
Chris?
Are you going to be okay, honey?
No, I don't think so.
No. Oh,
no, he's having too much fun with that microphone over there.
Apparently so.
Oh, my.
That was a horrible week.
Okay. Let's not go into it.
Well, he just glossed right over you, didn't he?
Well, it was...
No, what happened?
Well, let's just say I'm one step closer to being unemployed.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Late again, huh?
No.
Told the boss off, did you?
Almost. Made a mistake, and of course, since... See, I'm an apostle, so that means since I work for Jesus, who's infallible...
Yeah.
Jesus and Jesus, Mrs. Jesus, since they're infallible and I made a slight mistake, it has to go to that kind of level.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Especially Mrs. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She screwed up the last half of the week there, but I don't see her writing her.
Oh.
I don't see her writing her ass up anytime soon.
I'll bet not.
She's a Mrs. in front of her name.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of those things of, you know.
She has the MRS degree. That's something you don't have, honey.
MRS or CRS?
No, MRS.
Both there. So, you know, it was one of those weeks of like, okay, I don't need this stuff. But next week should be better because they're not going to be gone. They're going to be gone most of the week, so.
Ooh.
I'll have to hurry up and get stuff done when they're
they
not
there. They can fire you by proxy that way.
Don't give them any ideas.
Oh, okay, sorry. I was fired by proxy.
Or with them not there, he can cover up all those mistakes he makes.
Yes, that's the good side.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, it was one of those weeks of just, I don't care anymore. They beat me down to the point of, like, screw it.
Well, you know, time to maybe brush up that resume.
For what?
I don't know.
6 years ago, when I went to a temporary agency that specialized in my industry, he looked at my resume and goes, did you ever think of changing fields?
Oh.
And that was before every third commercial during the daytime on the UHF channels was...
ITT.
Do you have no personality or education at all? Become a graphic designer. You don't need any skills. We'll teach you how to create something that... We'll teach you how to create crap that no one is going to be really interested in and won't work when it goes to the printing press. You're home all day. If you turn on the UHF channels, every third commercial is either be a graphic designer, be a bartender, or... I'm the Texas crowbar. If you got hit by a semi truck, we'll be glad to pry your ass out and get you to court on time.
You are assuming that I watch TV all day long.
I assume you're up before 2 p.m. as well, but that's beside the point.
I am both and neither. I'm getting up earlier these days and.
Damn prostate.
Yeah, those nurse schedules
and,
are
out. Yes. Oh, well. So, what else has been going on?
Oh, well.
Well, it's Wes, but you took off your earphones. You can't hear him.
Yeah. He didn't. Imagine that. He takes off the headphones and not. It's my turn now.
Oh, he's got an excuse.
Ah, okay.
As a former referee, I have to say he must leave the field until that site's cleared up.
Well, mine was just kind of a normal week, except for yesterday I celebrated my 5th anniversary with my company. So...
I'm waiting. That's what scares me because I've never celebrated a 5th anniversary with a company. It usually ends right before. I remember when I was working for a company that rhymes with Stinkos. And I teased them. I said, when it comes time for my 5th anniversary present, I want it to be a bullet. And you can put it right here between my eyes. And I never made it to 5th.
Mm. So you worked for Plinko.
Yeah. Yeah, those pegs in your back just really, really screw with your mind.
I have that same problem with relationships. Never make it past 10.
So, it's like, I'm not exactly sure when it is. I know it's the beginning of next month. And so when I had my little Reprimand Plus this past week. I mentioned that to my supervisor, and he's like, oh, shoot. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had my celebration of my 5th anniversary was vacation time started over again. So I elected to take a day of vacation next week.
Yeah, I got to start planning. I have at least 1 week's vacation time coming to me till the end of the year. And I think I'm going to go into the mode that I've done the past several years, possibly. And that's taking off Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And
break the week up.
Yeah, it's...
He's done the last couple of years.
People think it's funny when I say, I don't like a three-day weekend.
Oh, I do. I love it.
Because, like, you know, you get to the third day, it's like, oh, God, I've had it. This is it. And then, but doing this two on, one off, two on, two off, it
breaks up. It's a nice pattern.
Yeah, I just need, you know, find some stuff, something to do to get out of here and do something a little different than just sitting at home.
Mm.
You know, find something to do with a day off rather than sitting on Craigslist going, touch me. Will somebody touch me, please?
That's just almost scary.
Oh, my.
Don't text me yet, but just touch me.
I think we had a guest, but he came in, heard you, and walked out. So I
That was no guest. That was a job.
Oh!
So we've... tonight's show, it's the GCAM show.
Yes.
And it's also the start of the... Fall pledge drive.
It is our pledge drive.
Oh, it is. Yes. It is. We got to raise money. How much money do we have to raise?
$150.
Whoa.
Thank God we got a shorter hours.
Well.
Which means from the 3 to 4 hour, I forget how much Wes has got to do. Because Wes is covering the From the Vault show.
Yeah, I think it's like $100 or something like that.
How do you do that if you're not on a mic?
I have no idea.
Okay, that should be interesting.
Hopefully they'll have something interesting for me to play for that'll actually cover that.
Don't count on it.
From what Chris was telling me about last week's show.
What?
I'm sorry, Ernesto, if you're listening, that radio play last week, I
guess I missed it.
You think?
I like Keith Olbermann, but I turn off when he puts on the James Thurber fables. And that James Thurber radio play last week just...
What? We have to...
We're covering the From the Vault from 3 to 4. We're doing a rotation.
Wrong.
Oh, there's a rotation involved?
Yeah, that's what you agreed to when you signed us up for it.
I didn't agree to it. I signed you up for it, but I didn't agree to it my own self.
Notice how he said, signed you up for it. There was no us involved in that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've been in the hospital.
Yeah.
It'll be a while before he's here till 4.
I know.
You don't understand the full implications of the longest... co-executive producer.
Let's see here. It's a 2-3 vote. this man's out.
That's true, because the chauffeur's not keeping him here till 4 either. Hello.
Now, we feared that for a while it was going to be Wes and I.
Uh-huh.
I mean, hell, I've taken over the candy duties around here.
Yeah, he buys it. I haul it back home.
I've got some. Yeah. I'll bring some tomorrow, the next week.
Well, we still got some left over from when Chris bought last week.
I saw that.
Well, there's a whole bag full in here.
Oh.
I hit the dollar store.
I know, but sometimes they don't eat it.
They'll get over it.
No, these are all name brand candies.
It's free candy.
Yeah. And they've been going through it.
A, it's name brand. B, there's one that I buy that's not a dollar. And C, I could give two hoots in Hades if they eat it or not. It's free candy. If they would like to contribute, that's more than welcome. But
but you know, when it's November and you still have Easter candy in the bag, it's
they should have eaten it faster.
Jimmy, I haven't bought anything like that.
No. I mean that you've had it since Easter.
No.
Because they haven't eaten it.
It's time to dump that stuff out.
I bought it.
It's time to stop buying candy.
My point is,
I bought fresh Valentine's Day candy last week for them. And each one of those has a name brand. They're Snackers, Cut, Four Mouseketeers,
Keyhaws.
Yeah.
I would really be careful. The knockoff I have of Mars, I thought it would be a bigger eating over here, but it's not Mars. It's a little further out. It's Uranus. And nobody
wants to eat Uranus?
Nobody will eat it.
Imagine that.
Oh, wow. Go figure.
I know.
Wow, you think in a room full of homos.
I know. Anyway.
What's going on in the community?
I want to say happy birthday to Mama Blanche DeBrie.
Uh-oh.
Dennis Watson's birthday is coming up, and I don't know. I just saw
yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Saturday, yeah.
I don't even care how old he is. I know I'm older than he is, so it doesn't matter.
Mama Blanche is dirt. Jimmy's older than dirt.
Yep, see.
You jerk begatter.
The originator of the DeBrie sisters, Mama Blanche, Dennis Watson. And I can't even imagine the thousands of dollars that the tens of thousands of dollars
that she drank.
That the DeBrie sisters have helped raise in fundraisers over the years.
Oh, goodness.
Stop there.
And as the temperature drops outside,
and I'll send a little copy of this to Mama Blanche.
I ain't a DeBrie. I can get away with that crap.
Mm.
I do the same thing to the court. I ain't part of the court.
And there you go.
But the thing is, we usually do that to the court's face.
I'd do it to Blanche, but she ain't here.
Well,
but you are Blanche. But you are.
And it's one. And it's 20 after midnight. There, I could say it to Blanche's face, and she's not going to remember it either. So there.
No.
Oh, goodness.
Plus, she spends her days over at the New Legacy.
So she needs to drink.
Over in 1450.
Have you been there?
Pretty place, but kind of cramped. And.
How can